Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Abu al-Rayhan al-Biruni, Part 1. It's Friday. Second of Zihaj. P.S. Zihaj is one of the months of the Islamic calendar, in 362 AH. In a suburb near Awarizm, a baby who would be described later as one of the greatest minds in the Arabic Islamic culture was born.
Muhammad, I've always waited for the moment I give birth to a boy to name him Muhammad, like his father wished.
Congratulations, O Muhammad! Your son will support you when he grows up, and he will help you with your work.
No!
No? What do you mean by no?
Don't you know the value of the place that we are living in, this vicinity?
Do you mean Khwarizm?
Yes.
I totally know its worth. It is a huge trade center, and when Muhammad grows, you would be able to depend on him. And he would help you by becoming a successful merchant.
You still don't understand what I'm thinking about.
Khwarizm isn't just a trade center, it's a city of science and scientists. And I want for Muhammad to grow up in an academic environment.
I understand. So you want your son to be a student?
Not just a student, but a teacher and a prominent scientist, by the will of God.
The conditions of Muhammad's family weren't good. His mother had to work to obtain sustenance. Muhammad never minded helping his mother. What's wrong with you, mother?
I'm tired. We've collected a lot of firewood today. Let's rest here for a while, Muhammad. Forgive me, my son. I've never wanted for you to work with me in collecting firewood. I had bigger dreams for you.
Muhammad! Muhammad! Where are you, Muhammad?
I'm here, mother.
What are you doing there?
The shape of the leaves of this plant has grabbed my attention. I haven't seen it before.
How sharp you are!
You are right, as we haven't collected firewood from this place before, and we'll find different plants here.
But does this mean that you know all the shapes of plant leaves by which we pass?
Of course, I collect a lot of them, dry and keep them.
I love plants too, especially basil. You know what? I'll nickname you Abu Rayhan, which means basil.
That's a nice nickname, mother.
Yes, and it has a nice smell. It's also a useful plant, just like you, my son. Although, I hope you would be of more use.
Did I ever neglect my duties, mother?
On the contrary, but I see in your behavior an indication that you are qualified to become a scientist like I wish for you. You would be able to benefit the whole world. My heart is telling me that this is going to happen.
Despite being busy helping his mother, his passion for knowledge motivated him to learn more. He attended classes in his free time. He memorized the Noble Quran, and he studied fiqh and al-hadith. MashaAllah! You're clever, Muhammad. Thank you. This means a lot coming from you, tutor. That is the truth. You deserve it. You've finished memorizing the Noble Quran, and you're studying fiqh and hadith simultaneously. And you're showing a noticeable progress in both of them. I won't be satisfied until I finish both of them.
Peace be upon you.
Welcome, mother of my brilliant student.
Excuse me, can you allow me to take Muhammad home with me?
Sure. We finished today's class anyway.
Can you tell me if you really think that Muhammad is brilliant, tutor?
By the will of God, I expect him to have a bright future, and that he would become one of the great imams. What's wrong, Muhammad?
There is a matter that is concerning me, tutor. And I don't know whether I'm wrong or right.
What's the matter, madam? What is concerning you?
I feel that Muhammad is inclined to another branch of science.
What branch?
He loves plants, and he asked me a lot about the constituents extracted from them. And of course, I answer his questions within the limit of my knowledge. I'm afraid that his passion for this branch of science would distract him from the beneficial science that you teach him.
Who said that the science that Muhammad is interested in isn't useful?
Explain to me, sir.
From what I understand, Muhammad is interested in natural sciences.
Yes.
All right, these sciences have a great benefit for people. For example, plants are used to make drugs. These drugs that help to relieve the patient suffering by the will of God. Don't they?
You're right.
Any science that benefits people is a good science, madam. And your son is brilliant. And he would excel in any field that interests him. Although, I believe that he would excel in many fields.
You've made me feel at ease, tutor. Thank you.
Thank you, madam, for taking care of your son. You'll soon be proud of what he'll achieve. But keep encouraging him.
I will, for sure. That's what I'm going to do.
Did my tutor complain of me to you, mother?
No. Why are you saying so?
Because there were signs of grief on your face while you were talking to him.
Rest assured, he loves you. He even advised me to allow you to study more branches of science.
Is that so?
Of course. And you'll dedicate yourself to it.
But what about collecting firewood? Who's going to help you with it?
I've saved some money during the past period. We can get by on it for a while. And I think that you should devote yourself to seeking knowledge about our home.
I'll divide my time between the two matters. This is a strange merchant. No one understands him. This is his first day in the market, and it seems that he won't last for long. He's an Indian merchant. He sells cloth, and he has fancy variety. But nobody understands what he says. For his bad luck, there aren't any Indian merchants here today. And he won't sell anything. I have helped him. Hello. Hello. Are you from India? No. But you speak Indian. A little bit. He's an impressive boy. Look at how he's talking to the merchant. Ask him about the prices of the cloth and its varieties. Abu Rahan mingled with Indian, Greek, and other merchants. So he became familiar with their characteristics and he learned their languages. He's Greek. How much is it? 3 dinars. Abu Rahan knew that his knowledge must be at the service of people. Along with acquiring knowledge and excelling in it, Abu al-Rahan kept helping his mother in collecting firewood. In nature, he found happiness in a vast world of renewable knowledge. And there, he was destined to have an encounter that would change his life forever. Beware, my son! What's wrong, sir? This is a dangerous, poisonous plant. I know, sir. You know? How do you know? I've noticed that the herbivorous animals here don't go near it, although it is abundant. And they eat other plants around it. That's a clever remark. So do you know its name? Unfortunately, I don't. It's the northern water hemlock. One bite of this plant's stem causes death to both humans and animals. How do you know this information, sir? I'm a botanist, my son. Is that so? But you don't look like you're from Khwarezm. That's true. I'm Greek. You know, I can talk to you in Greek. That's great. That's great. But I prefer to speak in Arabic, as it is the language of knowledge. Can you help me, sir? Since you are a botanist, can you please tell me the names of these plants, their compositions and properties? It seems that you are truly interested in this science. Yes, I couldn't find anyone to help me with it. What a strange coincidence. I need an assistant. I see that you have a sparkle of intellect in your eyes, little boy.
I am proud that he is my son.
I'll have to ask you to allow your son to become my student. The journey of Abu Rahan to acquire knowledge by his Greek teacher has started. A journey that would extend.